Back now with Day to Day. Los Angeles is the backdrop of the popular video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Now, the real city of LA is suing the video game's maker, Rockstar Games. Prosecutors say the company hid pornography inside the game. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, tell us more about this charge.
Basically, the L.A. city attorney is saying that Rockstar Games and its parent company, Take-Two Games, sold pornographic video games to minors, and they used deceptive marketing practices and manipulated the rating system to do it. When this game first came out in October of 2004, it was already labeled mature. It's a violent game. There's killing and carjacking involved. But then there was the discovery of some sort of game within a game. You could go to the internet, download a code, and view a pornographic scene. And this led to an investigation, and the company had to pull the game.
But can people still do that, get the pornography?
No, the games have been modified and that option has been taken out. I spoke with Vince Brody with CNET Networks and GameSpot, and he says it was never easy to find the material anyway.
I mean, you would really, really, really have to want to get to it in order to get to it. I mean, it's a normal person playing the game, even an expert person playing the game, would never encounter this content. The only way that you would find this particular piece of content is if you were a very advanced player, and then you specifically sought out information on how to access it within the disc.
And if you did get to see it, it was a scene where a girl asks a guy to go inside for hot coffee instead of standing outside.
Well, I guess the city attorney was a pretty good player, found that, found it. So will this hurt Take-Two and Rockstar Games?
Well, the company's already encountered the expense of pulling the game, reworking it, and re-releasing it. But the buzz hasn't done anything to stop the popularity of Grand Theft Auto. Gamers love this game. They say that it has nothing to do with the hidden porn or even the violence. It's just different from most video games. Most of them are scripted. You go to point A to point B to point C. But with this game, you're just, you know, dropped in the city and you get to interact with the environment.
So has anyone else sued the company for this?
There are other lawsuits out there, Madeline. There's a class action lawsuit, and lawmakers, including New York Senator Hillary Clinton, have cited this game as a reason to legislate game sales. There's already labeling out there as well. You know, if you buy a game, it has big letters like E for everyone or T for teen. But the legislators want to make it illegal for the retailers to sell an inappropriate game. Coming up later today on Marketplace, Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan's rep with Europeans. It's not very good.
Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.